The angelic tune you're hearing might remind you of notes from dainty handbells. Remember that old English song about the flowers, the white coral bells, the lilies of the valley, how you wish you could hear them ring? Maybe they'd sound like this. But the actual source of these notes couldn't be grittier. The sound is reverberating through a loft studio set amid streets called Ash and Box in the still manufacturing, still dock loading part of Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And the notes are coming from a young guy hitting a bunch of aluminum pipes he picked up only that morning from Home Depot. Meet a young musical trio called So Percussion. Adam Slowinski's the baby at 26. Then there's the rangy Jason Truting and the mop-topped Lawson White, both 29. The three came together at the Yale School of Music. They studied classical music, minimalism, jazz. They love country western. Lawson's father was a studio drummer in Nashville, and Lawson's done that, too. But what they do now, as So Percussion, is drum a lot of different things in very interesting ways. And they build their own things to drum. Boys and their toys. And they have a toy box, a huge wooden red one, containing a lot of percussive gear. They also have traditional snares, kettle, timpani, and so forth. What they really enjoy, though, are their do-it-yourself instruments. So almost every week, it's off to Home Depot in Queens. And today, aluminum pipes and a pipe-cutting blade are on the shopping list.
One-stop shopping for whether you're building shelves or the instruments of tomorrow.
Big orange mecca. Yeah.
The members of So Percussion got their name not from, hey man, it's so percussive, but from the Japanese character that means to perform. Jason is fascinated with all things Japanese. His older sister lives and makes films in Japan and has been a huge inspiration in his life. Standing at the Home Depot checkout counter, Lawson explains how the group not only experiments by building their own instruments, but also how they collaborate with modern composers who seem to trust them a lot when they choose their materials.
Actually, most of the people we work with trust us in a way and will be like, you know, we want something metal and something wood and something...
Something.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
And so then we can kind of work out, you know, and that's what will make the piece always different from one group to the next or one generation to the next is, you know, they've put their time into making the music good, not being super controlled about, you should use, you know, a number 14 Von Kraft woodblock with a, you know, Vic Firth number 4 red stick, like, because it's so limited in a way. But this is like, you know, this is a party. We can do whatever we want, and the piece is going to sound really new to everybody. The composer is going to hear new stuff in it. We're always learning from having to solve this problem.
All right.
But yeah, definitely.
Probably the biggest are about that.
A few years back, the group went on a hardware shopping trip for the composition so-called Laws of Nature, written by a composer named David Lang. Lang is a founder of the experimental musical collective in New York called Bang on a Can. Adam describes how the composer and the musicians came together.
That was a piece where he wrote a whole bunch of cool music and then kind of came to us and said, you know, I want some unusual sounds. I want you to try to come up with some stuff that, you know, we're not used to hearing. And we're like, I don't know, you can use flower pots. And he's like, okay, perfect. And he wrote this music and then was kind of like, so you guys, you know, come up with it. Like, come up with the flower pots. And so we definitely kind of camped out here for a little while, trying to find the right flower pots and getting a lot of the same kind of puzzled looks that we're getting right now from some people.
This is the third movement of so-called Laws of Nature. You're hearing So Percussion performing it. Back in the studio, Adam arranges the pieces of the 12-foot aluminum pipes, now cut to foot and a half lengths or less, into something similar to a vibraphone keyboard. The bandmates tune the pipes to a C major scale, a standard do-re-mi octave.
The F is still a little, but is that a good kind of?
Like soldiers, ball players, or race car drivers, these musicians come from those who have practiced the art and science before them, mom and dad. We mentioned Lawson's dad, who played drums behind artists like Sonny James and Ernest Tubb. Adam is the son of two singers who encouraged him. Jason, though, started playing the drums on a dare. A neighbor kept a raggedy, rained-upon drum kit in his backyard, and Jason wanted it. His dad told him that if he could track down that neighbor's phone number, the drum kit was his. He was in third grade. As graduate students at the Yale School of Music, the trio memorized complicated percussion pieces by artists such as John Cage, involving cowbells, conch shells, and Native American rattles. "Hey," they said, "this is cool. We could put on a show in the real world." And so after graduation, they built their own studio in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, as well as their own instruments. Jason Truting is now adding some flourishes to what we'll call the Home Depot pipophone. Small metal chains are draped over the pipes we've bought, cut, and tuned, and crumpled aluminum foil is stuffed inside them. Why? Lawson explains.
So it's distortion. It's very similar to distortion in an electric guitar or something, but similar to what distortion does to electric guitar, this does to these instruments. You hear other harmonics too, and so it's not only like a bzzz sound, but then you start to, you know, it
so if you
complicates
take a really,
the pitch.
Let's do it and see if it works. Really pure pipe sound with no foil, and then you get the kind of weird thing at the end, yeah.
You would have sunk it!
Now it's time to hear if the pipophone works magic. The band's putting the finishing touches on their forthcoming CD. They've already recorded part of the music on toy pianos and African thumb pianos. Adam stands before the pipophone, drumsticks in hand, to lay down its tracks over the pre-recorded stuff. The pressure is on. He alternates his focus between the pipophone and the score with the intensity of a maestro. The score consists entirely of numbers, no notes. His eyes intent, he hammers away at the pipophone.
No problem.
The title of their CD in progress, Amid the Noise, comes from the 1952 Max Ehrmann poem, Desiderata, the poem that began, "Go placidly amid the noise and haste." It used to hang on the wall in many American households in the 1960s, and then it seemed to vanish, like the 1960s. By the way, the second line of the poem is, "Remember what peace there may be in silence." Once Adam finishes with the album tracks, Lawson White invites everyone to climb the winding staircase to his recording lair to demonstrate what he's tracked and mixed so far. He's producing this CD himself.
I have to edit that. That's when we just punched in, when Adam made a... We needed a mistake, so we went back and made a punch, and so the big hole that you just heard is just an edit that I haven't done yet.
Who wants to answer this question? What do you think people look for when they come to a So concert?
I love having people come up afterwards and say, "I had no idea what this was going to be. I wasn't even that excited about it, because percussion, what do you mean, a whole percussion concert? Well, who does a whole percussion concert?" But then if they got something out of it, or if they liked the new sounds they heard from the instruments, or if they liked the music or the performance, I mean, that I think is one of my favorite experiences.
Adam Slewinski, Jason Truting, and Lawson White are the members of So Percussion. Later this spring, the group performs with the New York City Ballet and performs works by contemporary composers Steve Reich and David Lang in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So Percussion's next CD, Amid the Noise, is scheduled to be released in September on Cantaloupe Music. This piece was produced by Elaine Heinzman. The engineer was Manya Zuba. For pictures from our shopping trip and studio session with So Percussion, plus tracks from the band's previous CDs, visit our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.